The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
Hey, it's Murr from Impractical Jokers. How are you?
Hey, Rick. How are you, buddy?
You know, Murr, if I was any better, I'd be twins right now.
All right. That makes me happy that you're having a great day.
Yeah. Well, hey, Murr, I've been watching Impractical Jokers for quite a long time. And, you know, I think it's portrayed as the guys pick on you the most. But, Murr, you have this look on your face at all times. Like, you are the most mischievous. Is that accurate?
I think I definitely am. I think I'm the planner, the schemer of the group, for sure. But they do give me the business the most out of all of us, for sure.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. What was the first practical joke you ever pulled in your entire life?
Being born? I feel like it was a pretty good joke. You know, it was a good joke of my parents. I was not planned. They wanted to buy a station wagon. They got me instead.
That's pretty funny right there. Well, let me ask you this. Before TikTok even existed, okay, you guys were probably, in my mind, the first original guys in entertainment to really be doing really large-scale practical jokes. Do you think TikTok has made a dent into that business now?
I'm not worried about losing the TV show because of TikTok. I think TikTok has made the show more relevant. I mean, Joe is legit a TikTok star.
Yeah.
He has like 5 million followers on TikTok, which is pretty darn good considering he's 44 with 2 kids, 8 cats, and a wife.
Are you going to get on the TikTok bandwagon anytime soon?
I am on it, but I dabble on it. Like every couple weeks, I'll get guilted into making a TikTok. I can't dance as well as Joe. I don't have a big belly like him, and he just looks funnier on TikTok than I do. So I'll try to catch up, but I have about 4.2 million followers to go.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. I have not been to one of your live shows yet, and I've heard a lot about them. How does that work? How do you are you doing practical jokes in a live performance? Tell us more about how all that works.
I'll tell you, the live show is the best part of our job. It really is. It's because the guys and I come from a live performance background. We love being on stage. So basically, it's like hanging out with your best friends from TV for an entire night. We tell stories from the TV show. We show hidden camera videos on stage. There's like a giant movie screen behind us that you can't see anywhere else. You can only see the live tour. And it really feels like a rock concert. It does, much more so than a stand-up comedy show.
Have you ever done the live show or done any stand-up or performances here in Indiana by any chance?
Of course. We're there all the time. We're in Indianapolis all the time. It's one of our favorite cities to come to.
What's your favorite thing about the central Indiana area?
I feel at this point it's probably you.
Oh,
like
you've risen
pretty high. I'm sorry. Like, I've met a lot of people from Indiana. It just seems like, you know, you could be the best thing the state has to offer.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We've got Murr from Impractical Jokers on the line. Well, tell us more about this this new book. And I almost used the word creepy, but I think if I do that, the guys will probably never let you live that down. So tell us in another way more about this book.
I've got a brand new thriller. It just came out literally this week. It's called Don't Move. You can get it anywhere books are sold. It is the scariest book you'll read this fall, perfect for Halloween. It's about a church group from the Bronx that goes on their annual summer camping trip to the woods of West Virginia. But this particular summer, they wander into the wrong woods because in these woods is this terrifying prehistoric arachnid that hunts them via the vibration it feels in the forest. And they have no way out except for a class 5 rapids river, and they have no boat. It is the scariest, most exciting, page-turning book you'll read this summer, this fall, rather, and it's called Don't Move.
Okay. Can't wait to check it out and read it. Murr from Impractical Jokers is on the line with us right now. Now, I've got to tell you really quick, because this is so Indiana of us, but the name of our station is Corn Country 100.3. You know, Indiana is full of corn.
Sure.
Our mascot is even named Corny, right? That's probably not as funny saying it out loud. But what's like the corniest thing about you, Murr?
Oh, good question. I have weird skills.
Like what?
I do. I, you know, those? Do you remember years ago, they used to have those hot sticks, those juggle sticks. You know, you have two of them in your hand and one in the middle, and you can flip them around and stuff. Do you remember those, that toy, like 20 years ago?
No, I don't.
I'm an expert. Well, there you go. And that's what makes it corny. No one remembers it except for me, apparently. And, who knows? And jugglers. I'm an expert at it. I can flip it over my head, behind my back, kick it with my feet, and spin it 100 feet in the air and catch it. That's how it is.
Okay. And of course, we are a country music radio station. So do you listen to any country music? And if so, who is on your playlist right now?
You know, Melissa, who is our favorite country artist? Luke Combs.
There you go. Okay.
As you can see, I don't listen to country, but my wife does. So I had a little assist from my wife in the other room.
Yeah.
Luke, he's great. We've met him once, and he's a lovely guy.
Can you ask her really quick, what are her top Luke Combs songs right now?
Melissa, what's your top Luke Combs songs? Beautiful, Crazy. Oh, I know that one. Beautiful, Crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm lazy. Yeah, I like that song.
So you do know a little country music, just a little bit.
She got the best of it. I know that one, and I know Cotton Eye Joe. I think that's the extent of my
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, that's a little dated, but, it's a classic.
I'm going to assume you heard Cotton Eye Joe in the club at some point, right?
Everyone has.
But tell us really quick before you go about how you guys all met. I think the story might have been told before, but just refresh us on how Impractical Jokers got started years ago.
The guys and I met 30 years ago. We were freshmen in high school. We were kids, literally. And we met the first day of high school, became best friends over the 4 years of high school. We used to do comedy together in high school. And after college, we formed our comedy troupe, the Tenderloins, and failed for a really long time before we got on TV. And we didn't get our own TV show until our mid-30s. So there you go. That catches you up. And then now we're 10 years into shooting Impractical Jokers.
When you think about those times that you failed, because, I mean, for many years of my career, and I'm not being hard on myself, I failed pretty often. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. How different does your life feel now versus those times that you had to go through when you were trying to make your way up in the comedy scene and of course, the TV scene, too?
It feels complete. It's hard to connect to those times anymore, but I remember them. The first three seasons of Impractical Jokers before the show became a hit, we couldn't afford to live in the city on our own. Joe and I were still roommates together, living in a 700-square-foot apartment for three of us, Joe, his now wife, and myself. And for the first three seasons of Impractical Jokers, because we couldn't afford rent on our own in Manhattan. Yeah. So, I remember those times. And those were some of the best times, though. Like, building a TV show from the ground up while living together was great fun. And that's how we created the show, in our teeny, teeny apartment. We had about 200 square foot each in the apartment.
Wow.
I remember those times. It does feel like a million years ago now, but I think that... I think having not gotten on TV until our mid-30s grounds the show in reality and keeps us humble in a way that we don't take our fan base for granted, because it was not long ago we did not make it, and we failed for so much longer than we succeeded.
I love that story. Probably lots of BO during those times too, right? Sharing that space together.
Not on my part, my friend. I'm well manicured and should take care of.
I like it. Mur from Impractical Jokers on the line with us. Next time you're through the Indianapolis area, I would love to have you by the station, and we'll make you really corny, okay? I promise, if you stop by and hang out.
We'll go over to my favorite, one of my favorite restaurants in the country, St. Elmo's Steakhouse. Indianapolis, right?
Oh, love St. Elmo's.
We'll head by. We'll get some of that shrimp cocktail that they're famous for. It'll be great.
All right, sounds good. Mur, thanks for stopping by, bud. We appreciate it.
You got it. Take care, man.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.